This RFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Nō mai, haere mai, and welcome to this practice of Yoga Nidra. This practice is being recorded at the time of the waning Scorpio moon and the season of last light, when the very last of the mother water's flowering and she's starting to spread her seed everywhere in my garden. The equinox winds seem to have been landing very, very late this year, and a cool, fresh breeze is scattering the already dry heads of the motherwort all around. In fact, you can probably hear all my windows rattling in the wind, welcoming the sound of the wind blowing all the cobwebs away. And in this week, when capitalism tells us to celebrate mothers for just one day a year, motherwort is here to soothe all that might mean for you. Perhaps you are a mum, run ragged from the mental load of parenting. Maybe you desperately would love to conceive, and that has not happened for you. Maybe you've experienced pregnancy loss, chosen or unchosen, and the barrage of ads is too much for you right now. Perhaps you feel ambivalent about how you are parenting and that you're just doing your best to truck on. And for others, maybe you did not receive the support and care you needed as a child, and this day feels especially tender. Motherwort is here to remind us that the earth is the mother of us all, and that rest is the best medicine of all. She is especially potent in this last light season that asks us to clear out old habits and attachments. Motherwort reminds you to mother yourself, to state your needs and create clear boundaries. Motherwort is an easy care herb that you can plant once and she will move all around your garden to create abundance. She is happy under the shade of trees in your orchard or garden, but also equally happy in full sun. And like all good things, she knows that it's wise to retreat and take some time out. She dies back in winter, leaving brown sticks with super spiky seed heads. It is like a warning that she wants to rest without being disturbed. Maybe take heed and shut your door now. Turn off all your phone beeps and little blings and let yourself rest here without any disturbance. Motherwort often has just a few little rosettes of green leaves that cover her base over winter. So perhaps cover yourself up now to keep all cozy. In the spring, these leaves unfurled become hand-shaped leaves with soft crinkly flesh, like they've just been washing lots and lots of dishes. And as the plant grows taller, it sends up huge towering spires with bell-shaped leaves and little pink flowers that look like fluffy pink slippers. Even in her full glory, she reminds us to rest up and keep our toes cozy. These flowers turn into the gnarliest, spikiest seed pods that are extremely painful to touch, a not-so-subtle hint to respect her boundaries. She role models that strong boundaries are the key to healthy relationships, so set a boundary now, a boundary of your sacred space to rest and rejuvenate under this waning moon. Motherwort offers us many gifts, especially to those in times of transition and upheaval. If your sleep, digestion, or menstrual cycle is disrupted, then she is here to call you back to a space where all the rhythms of your life can find a stronger beat. Taking the time now to settle down into your nidra nest with motherwort as your ally and guide, dropping all that is not necessary and finding time to balance your busyness with deep rest. So starting to feel down into the earth beneath you, feeling the weight of your skull and your shoulders, the weight of your spine and your hips, the weight of your buttocks and your thighs, all the way down into your calves and your heels, and perhaps finding the most comfortable place for your arms to rest and feel at ease. feeling gravity drawing down your bones, deeper and deeper into the earth, into the embrace of Papatūānuku, mother of us all. And just letting your bones and your muscles welcome this support from the earth beneath you. You might even like to feel that all the little points of contact your body makes with the earth are the places where you can allow little rootlets to burrow down, seeking nourishment, seeking rest. Seeing yourself in the room that you're resting in at this present moment, and if your eyes are still open, you may notice what is to your left and what is to your right. What is before you and what is behind you. And if you like, you can close your eyes or simply soften your gaze. Listening to all the sounds that surround you, noticing what you can hear to your north. What can you hear to your south? What can you hear to your east and your west? What sounds can you hear far away? And what can you hear close by? Welcoming all the sounds today and letting them be a part of your resting experience. Welcoming all that you bring to this practice today, all your thoughts, all your feelings. Welcoming all the sensations in your body. Perhaps there are parts of you that feel hot and other parts that feel cold. Parts of you that feel comfortable and parts that feel uncomfortable. Maybe you're full of energy or maybe you're utterly and completely depleted. But know that each and every part of you is so welcome. And taking a moment to feel into your breath and knowing that you don't need to be doing anything special with your breathing. Simply to be here and welcome your breath as it arises and farewell it as it releases. This is more than enough. Welcoming our dear friend the breath, our constant companion through life, through all our experiences day in and day out. And just feeling your breath simply arising and then releasing all so effortlessly. And you might like to take your awareness all the way down into your toes and let your next inhalation and your attention scan all the way from the tips of your toes, through your legs and your torso, and all the way up through your face until you reach the crown of your head. And then breathing all the way down and out through the back of your body, all the way down your spine and your legs and into your heels. Inhaling up the front of your body and exhaling down the back of your body. Inhaling up the front of your body and exhaling down the back of your body. And just knowing that when all is uncertain, our breath can be our anchor, our certainty. Listening to it, sensing the texture, the gentle movement of it expanding and releasing all throughout your body. And in this season of last light, letting your awareness take delight in the turning points of your breath. When does your inhalation tip over into an exhalation? And when does your exhalation start to welcome a new breath cycle all over again? Taking the time to notice these times of transition. Inhale to exhale. And then a new breath arising and departing. Lingering in these in-between spaces of your breathing. And in the season of last light, particularly relishing the fading out of your exhalation, letting go of all that you've been holding, all that you've been holding in this last year. And perhaps feeling into the back of your body, resting here under the light of the waning moon, and inviting the cycle of the moon to restore the rhythm of your body. Inhaling and seeing the moon waxing, growing into the lushness of the full moon, and exhaling and seeing her waning into a tiny sliver of silvery light before the shadowy blackness of the dark moon. Inhaling and seeing the crescent fill up into fullness, and exhaling back into the dark. And perhaps just resting here and feeling of the cycles of your breath, restoring the cycles of your body, your sleep, your digestion, and your inner lunar cycle. Feeling your body seeking a time of hibernation, just like motherwort does in winter, knowing that it's best to restore before more. And perhaps allowing the light of this moon to illuminate and awaken your awareness, bringing clarity and the wisdom of motherwort to each and every part of your body. Starting here at the crown of your head and beaming down to the space between your eyebrows, a place for discovering your neutral mind, your inner vision, but also the seat of the glands which govern all the cycles of the body, sleeping and waking cycles, digestive cycles, menstrual cycles. Perhaps breathing here for a few moments, honoring the need for space for all these cycles. Motherwort brings not only balance to these cycles, but she calms and soothes the entire nervous system, a soothing balm for all that makes you fret. Her hand-like leaves a reminder of what it's like to be held and soothed. It's like she's a voice that says, "There, there, all is fine." And then the moonlight washing all the way down into the space between your collarbones, and flowing all the way down through your arms, through your shoulder, your elbow, and your wrist. And seeing her hand-like leaves mirroring your own, your right thumb, your first finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger, the back of your hand and the palm of your hand. And feeling the moonlight washing all the way back up through the inside of your right wrist, the crook of your right elbow, and into your right armpit. Your awareness coming back into that little space between your collarbones, and feeling the moonlight washing now down over your left shoulder, your left elbow, all the way through your wrist. Your hand like motherwort leaves, your left thumb, your first finger, your middle finger, ring finger and little finger, the back of your hand and the palm of your hand. And the moonlight moving all the way up through the inside of your left wrist, the crook of your elbow, your left armpit, and all the way back into that little space in between your collarbones. And then feeling the moonlight beaming down into your heart space, deep behind your breastbone. Motherwort, an ally and a guide for our heart space, and the heart herself, soothing and calming your heart, and even fostering a sense of confidence, assertiveness, and courage. And feeling the moonlight spreading that calm through the right side of your chest and the left side of your chest, and all the way back, deep, deep into your heart center. And then the moonlight washing down into your belly, bringing the calm and relief of motherwort to any digestive woes, whether it's bloating or gas or pain or simply sluggishness, motherwort restoring your digestion. And then flowing down into your lower belly, your pelvis, motherwort an ally. For cramps and all the way down into your pubic bones, motherwort encouraging circulation to your pelvic floor muscles, rejuvenating all the tissues here, restoring elasticity and tone. And the flow of the moonlight washing all the way down your right hip, down through your knee, down through your ankle. And perhaps you can feel the scattering of those seeds across your toes, your right big toe and second toe, third and fourth and little toe. Feeling the tidal pull of the moonlight moving all the way back through your ankle, your knee, your hip, all the way back into your pubic bones. And then across and into your left hip. Moonlight washing all the way down into your left knee and your ankle. Perhaps you can see and feel the spikiness of those seeds scattering across your left big toe, your second toe, third and fourth and little toe. An awareness of the tidal pull of the moonlight, drawing your consciousness back all the way up through your left foot, your ankle, your knee, your hip, all the way back into your pubic bones, all the way back through your belly, your heart, your throat, and all the way back into your third eye. And that beam penetrating here at the third eye, drawing the light of your conscious awareness deeper into your body. Feeling the back of your body so deeply here at rest. Your body finding a time of hibernation. While the front of your body is illuminated with the clarity of the moonlight. The back of your body feeling the sap returning to the roots of the motherwort, seeking rest and rejuvenation. While the top of your body casts the ripened seed pods to the wind. Feeling the full cycle of life, the back of your body letting go into deep rest, and the top of your body so alert, so awake and aware of the next stage of the life cycle. The new seeds scattering all the opportunities for the next lunar cycle, the next season, the next phase of life. And what might your seeds become? Seeing the potential of the seeds and the clarity of the still bright but waning moon, what is your heart's true desire? And then letting those seeds go to become whatever they might be. And bringing your awareness to the flow of your breath. Welcoming back the movement of your breath through your body. Feeling the swell and then the release of each breath cycle. And perhaps you can hear your breath. And maybe making a little sigh or a hum. And perhaps wiggling your fingers and your toes and waking up all your extremities, little circles, little paddles with your hands and feet. And perhaps rolling over onto your side and maybe deciding to rest here a little bit longer. Or you might choose to welcome back all the sounds that surround you. And perhaps carrying that wisdom of motherwort with you today. A reminder to honor all your cycles of resting and digesting. A little reminder to mother yourself that you have the capacity to reparent yourself. A reminder that Papa Tuanuku is mother to us all. And if the time is right, then easing your way upright and taking a few moments to adjust before going about your day. And this practice of yoga nidra is now complete. And thank you for listening.